WTAW News Time. It's 5 minutes after 7. It's 51 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Trigon on A&M's campus will be closed today due to a large delivery for Rutter Auditorium.
2,500 new seats will arrive Wednesday to replace the original 1970s seats in Rutter Auditorium. Assistant Director Neil Peltier says a small committee decided on a custom fabric after looking through over 100 samples.
They really start to look the same, and one of the things that we were challenged with was looking at a 10 by 10 square of fabric, trying to imagine that over the scope of 2,500 seats in the auditorium was a little bit daunting.
Peltier says new carpet and a fresh paint job are also in store for the auditorium, which will reopen in early February in time for the musical Guys and Dolls. One event that will still take place during the renovation is Governor Rick Perry's speech at commencement convocation on December 18th. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Tuesday night's Bryan City Council meeting included 5 divided votes.
There were 4 votes of 4-3. One led off the regular meeting with Art Hughes being chosen mayor pro tem. Mike Sutherland succeeded twice in changing staff recommendations. He pointed to a staff reporting calling on giving more money to the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Hot funds have grown over 80% above budget for the year due to events and activities promoted by CVB. And I think in today's meeting at the BISD, that number was changed from 80% to 60%. So if they can grow our money by 60%, we ought to give it all to them.
Hughes joined Sutherland, Rafael Pena, and Al Sines in giving the CVB $96,000 above their request. Same group also blocked the creation of a separate account for the city's collection of oil and gas revenue. Hughes joined Jason Bayansky, Chuck Condla, and Greg Owens to rezone 36 acres across Traditions Drive from the entrance to the Traditions Golf Course for a development of housing, retail, offices, and a possible senior living community. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Before Thanksgiving, it was the scheduled completion of the new Rock Prairie Road Bridge over the freeway. TxDOT reports heavy rainfall before the holiday caused the delay. The project is supposed to be totally finished before Christmas. Again, weather permitting, concrete paving will take place this weekend, which TxDOT says can only be done on the weekends. That will be followed by the remainder of pavement striping. Also to be done is painting the bridge and its rails and the installation of lighting. The holidays means paying more attention to your pets and their surroundings. Leah White at the Aggieland Humane Society says that includes keeping animals away from decorations, and having a crate nearby is a great way for pets to modify their behavior.
If my dog gets a little too wound up and we're concerned about the tree or the decorations or just her behavior in general, okay, it's time to be quiet time, back in our crate, calm back down, and then we'll come back out and so forth.
Pet owners are also reminded to discourage family and guests from feeding table scraps to dogs. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 51 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zwirneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zwirneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zwirneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zwirneman Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
In the spirit of giving back to the Brazos Valley during the Christmas season, the law offices of Jeff Paradowski is again partnering with Bryan Super Walmart to give away 100 new bicycles for the 10th anniversary Christmas Bikes for Kids. If you're a family in need or you know a child in need, nominate them to receive a new bike for Christmas. To do this, go to paradowskilaw.com and download the application and follow the mailing instructions to the law offices of Jeff Paradowski. All submissions must be received by Friday, December 12th to be eligible. The 10th anniversary Christmas Bikes for Kids, our way of giving thanks and giving back.
Aggie fans, Slavacek sausage is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics and available all season long at Kyle Field. Slavacek uses the same great Czech recipe you've been used to for years and is made just down the road in Snook, Texas. Slavacek has been part of the Aggie community since 1957. So come see us at Kyle or look for us at your local HEB, Walmart, or Sam's Club. Slavacek sausage, proud to be the official sausage of the Aggies.
Good morning. It's 7:10. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Well, cloudiness will continue to be an issue across the region as we head through today. Temperatures up to about 65 to near 70. Clouds overnight, 55. The clouds are back tomorrow. We're a little bit warmer, though. Highs near 70 tomorrow afternoon. Watch for a shower or two. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night. The risk of a shower. Lows will be near 60. We'll have clouds on Friday. The chance for a shower. Temperatures near 70. And we'll continue to try to warm up through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M Women's Hoops. Just a little under 4 hours from tip-off at Reed Arena against Northwestern and Elementary School Day. We'll have more on that from Coach Gary Blair. Guys will play later on this evening at 7 against the Bearcats from Sam Houston State. A&M Volleyball hits the road to go to Austin for the first round of the NCAA tournament. We'll have NHL and NBA action as well. All coming up in sports at 7:50.
And we have one more pair of women's basketball tickets.
Yippee!
695-1620. I'll give them away to you right now. You can pick them up after 8 o'clock. That means you got 3 casual hours to make it to the ballpark. Okay.
You can go grab a breakfast somewhere.
Sure. 695-1620. Just make a whole morning of it. 695-1620. A pair of tickets to the women's basketball game. So,
yes.
You're out there driving along. You know, the holidays, you try to have that milk of human kindness flowing through your veins, but sooner or later, some jerk cuts you off, right?
Oh, it happens.
Yeah, it does. Let's give away some tickets. Oh, okay, never mind. We're not going to give away tickets. Yeah. So, reduce your stress level this holiday by remembering this quote. We judge others by their actions while we judge ourselves by our intentions. Yeah, think about that. Post that on your rearview mirror today, okay? The perfect example is when you get cut off. There's a tendency to think that that person right there is a total jerk. Yet when we cut people off inadvertently, we don't think of ourselves as jerks. We just made a mistake.
Absolutely
right?
Wrong. No. When I cut someone off, I say, I know, I'm the jerk. I would yell at you if you did the same thing.
Well, George Carlin said it best.
Yeah.
Anybody
yeah.
that's going slower than you
yeah.
is just
an idiot.
An expletive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody that's going faster than you is an idiot.
Yeah. No. It's idiot slower. Maniac is faster.
Oh, maniac.
Yeah.
That's all right.
That's
yes.
it. Anyway, we cut ourselves all kinds of slack because we know we are good people. A simple error in judgment is no reflection on our character.
Hey, careful. That sounds very liberal.
So while the traffic example illustrates this, it happens in all areas of life, too, whether it's work or friendship or strangers we encounter. The fact is, most people probably aren't jerks, especially in smaller towns, I think. Getting to big cities, there's just a lot of jerks. There really are. Anyway.
It's per capita.
I think that's exactly
yeah,
right.
Yeah, there's one jerk in a small town.
It really does explain the politics, though. People do want to be judged by their intentions
sure.
and not the outcomes.
Without a doubt.
The outcomes sometimes really suck, and you got to own up to that.
I didn't know that it was going to do that.
Right?
Yeah. Anyhow. So just, you know, remember that. And then if, in fact, you decide, after I've said that, you know, you're trying to feel good about your fellow man. If you still feel like they're jerks, today you can blame Neil Papworth. That's right. If today you get cut off in traffic, today you could very well blame Neil Papworth. It could be that somebody's not paying attention in line in front of you. You can probably blame Neil Papworth. Who is Neil Papworth, right? He's the British software engineer who sent the world's first text message on this date in 1992. Sent it to Richard Jarvis from Vodafone. Said, Merry Christmas. Now? I mean, it's the third. But anyway, it was Neil Papworth who started texting. Because the chances are if somebody cuts you off today or drives stupidly, they're texting. All right, so Burt Reynolds says he's not broke. He's really not broke. If you'll remember, we were talking about that a couple of days ago, that Burt's auctioning off more than 600 personal items.
I know y'all are looking up Neil Papworth. I can hear you doing it right now.
Not me.
Anyway. So he's the big deal's coming up next Thursday and Friday at the Palms in Las Vegas. The 1998 Golden Globe Award, the Boogie Nights red leather jacket, which I think Kevin wants to bid on.
Mm-hmm.
The 77 Pontiac Trans Am from Smokey and the Bandit 2, and the boots that he wore in Striptease. Now, he tells Entertainment Tonight, it's not because he's broke. He's just downsizing. Quote, I've been dealing with a business dispute for many years as well as a divorce settlement. That's the one from Lonnie back in 1993 that we thought would last forever. I'm simply selling some of my memorabilia that I've enjoyed for so many years, but don't have use nor room for anymore. Of course, the reason they didn't have room is they had to foreclose on his house. But he's okay. Quite frankly, I'm sick of so many pictures of myself in my very own home. The matter of fact is that truly it's time for me to downsize those items that I love for years and find new homes where they can be cared for and appreciated. I've collected so many things I truly adore, but at this stage in my life, I find it very difficult to manage them all. So there you go. He's not broke. Okay, going to be a new musical based on the life of Pope Francis.
Oh, wow.
done by Monty Python?
Anyway, the New York Times says a Filipino priest led a cast of 50 amateur performers all singing and dancing I Heart Pope Francis. The two-hour show follows George from his childhood days in Argentina through becoming the first Latin American pontiff. There are 24 original songs in the musical, which opens December the 12th in Angeles City, which is about 56 miles north of Manila, the Philippines, Asia's largest Roman Catholic country. You know, if you're the guy who reviews musicals, you know what I'm saying? You are under a little pressure there, aren't you?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's not quite up to standard, are you going to say anything about that?
I mean, it's no Book of Mormon, but
which is supposed to be hilarious.
717 News Talk 1620 WTAW. So yesterday you were at Blue Baker?
Yep.
Yeah. How'd that go?
It was great.
Yeah. Very good.
Get a cookie or two?
No, I actually had some...
Took a cookie home with him, I guarantee.
Yeah, I did have one for later. Yeah. Yes, sir, I did.
Yep. The angels are hanging on the trees, our Christmas trees there at the Blue Baker locations in University and Dominic. And a lot of people like to go by and actually physically pick up an angel. And
we'll do it tomorrow, too.
Okay, all right. Yeah, you going to be at the university then?
Yeah, for WTAW, I'll be at the one in Dominic again.
Oh, again, okay, there you go. Now, and what happens is on that angel... Local child's name, age, and what their Christmas wish is. You drop the wrapped gifts off at Blue Baker. The deadline is December the 10th. That's a week from today. And also, by the way, now through Saturday, December the 6th, Blue Baker is selling their special edition Christmas Angel Ice Sugar Cookies. Uh-huh. And all the benefits, all the sales benefit the drive.
They're really good.
If you want to just go to mychristmasangels, that's plural, .com, you can do it all online if you want to. If you want to just make a donation, then we can do the shopping for you. And next week we'll have folks in the studio here who will take phone calls so that you can pledge then and do your support. Because I don't know what our angel count is. We were at 120 yesterday left, so we'll see how.
Of 500 some, right?
Oh, yeah. We do quite a few, no doubt. All right, so if somebody asks you the time and it happens to be straight up on the hour, then you say it's 12 o'clock, right, or 3 o'clock.
Sure.
Or whatever hour it is, okay?
Yes.
So where did o'clock come from?
Of the
clock.
Oh, listen to you boys. Oh, my goodness.
Well, there's an apostrophe there.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, that's exactly right. Long ago, people told time by using various methods, including the sun, thus to distinguish the fact that it was they were referencing the clock's time rather than a sundial or something like that. They used the term 6 of the clock. Started doing that in the 14th century. Then it got slurred and we got lazy, and that's how we came up with o'clock.
It's Irish time.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. O'clock, don't you know?
Yeah, the annual cost of items on the 12 days of Christmas now total $27,673.21.
If you only go through the song once.
Yeah, that's $280 more than last year. PNC Wealth Management does this every year. They do a cost analysis for us so we can find out And by the way, it's gone up 118% over the last 31 years. But you know what? In the grand scheme of things, there's a whole lot of stuff that's gone up more than that.
Yeah. But if you have to drive to go get it instead of ordering it to your door, you're going to save some money. I saw gas for $2.41.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
No.
But you can't drone deliver six geese a lane. You know what I'm saying?
they can fly themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Although they shouldn't fly if they're pregnant or with child.
Well, the six geese a laying actually is the biggest increase. It's up 71%. 71% from last year. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Geese, I guess, you know, getting to be rare. Most things really.
Yeah, right.
There was not much change. The partridge in a pear tree went up about 4%, but the biggest one by far, the six geese a laying. Oh, by the way, if you were to shell out for the 22 pipers, the whole thing, and the 30 lords and all that kind of stuff, $116,000, but that's because of union stuff, I think.
Kind of curious as to what it would have been last year or the year before when gold was so expensive.
Oh, yeah, that's
five
true.
Golden rings would kill you.
Getting a little break this time, that's for sure. 721.
So you've got bedbugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, so here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Razor, Ranger, Sportsman, Ace at Polaris Fun Center. There's a Polaris to match your passion. On sale for the holidays with financing as low as 2.99% on every new machine. Choose a remaining 2014 and get rebates up to $1,000. Get the 2015 Sportsman ETX for $83.99 with rebate. Polaris Fun Center carries Yeti coolers and rigid LED light bars and flashlights. Get it at Polaris Fun Center, 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue, where they sell fun, not tractors.
Hey, this is Mark down at Sovac City. Imagine you're in the jungle. You're looking for that trophy, but you're not actually looking for an animal. You're looking for a vacuum cleaner. At the Sovac City Superstore, you can find that trophy vacuum. It will clean. It will manicure. It will make everything look that much better in your house. It'll get rid of your allergies. It'll help your air be clean, but only at Sovac City Superstore. We're between Rock Prairie and Deacon on the feeder road. Come on down and see us.
Good morning. It's 7:22. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Comes now the story of a pilot of a single-engine plane that made an emergency landing on a Connecticut roadway. Says that's the second air crash he survived, so he's considering giving up flying. 48-year-old roofing company owner Danny Hall walked away from the crash that happened Saturday afternoon in West Hartford with only a little soreness in his back. Back in 2008, landed his plane in a river after the engine failed. On Saturday, Mr. Hall said that his Cessna Skyline experienced engine trouble, lost power, plane narrowly missed several homes and businesses. A wing broke off during the crash, so he's thinking about not flying anymore. Speaking of flying, obviously there's a lot of people with a lot of money. Millions of Americans, of course, crammed into their coach for holiday travel last weekend, and there'll be more before the end of the month, but some four-legged passengers will fly on luxury private jets. A rebound in the U.S. business aircraft trips this year means more dogs and cats are taking wing, too. In addition to the perks of on-demand flights and plenty of leg room, being able to bring your furry companions aboard can justify the price of a ticket for some people, which doesn't come cheap. A flight on Jet Edge International costs $67,000 on average, and the company also charges $2,000 refundable pet deposit in case the call of nature happens while you're in the air. Average net worth of the company's customers is $1 billion. That's the average net worth.
Of the customers?
Customers. Sometimes the pets fly without their owners. One divorced couple pays about $50,000 per trip to fly their dog from L.A. to New York every other month.
Oh, then you have too much money.
Yeah.
Stop that.
I'm just saying.
It's so mean to the dog.
Yeah, it really is. My goodness.
Someone needs to put these people in the corner.
$50,000. Just saying.
To
all
fly
right,
the dog.
Yeah. Junk food-loving insects in New York City. It's the place to be, according to new research. Urban-dwelling bugs, millipedes, and ants, and spiders and cockroaches. Roaming a 150-block stretch to consume the equivalent of 60,000 hot dogs each year. What? Why do we define it that way? Why do we define it that way?
Is that a metric consumption measurement?
Yeah. Scientists at North Carolina State University say if insects weren't eating all this food, it would accumulate and be very foul, in their words. Researchers measured the waste reduction contributions of insects. Bug huggers. By observing their
protective species here any minute now.
Yeah, cockroach. By observing their consumption of human foods in a controlled setting. Bring me another Twinkie. Scientists recreated a series of city medians and sidewalks in a lab and placed Ruffles potato chips, Nabisco Nilla wafers, and Oscar Mayer extra lean Franks out for the taking. Which did they eat first? That's the most important thing to take away from this. Not that they consumed it, but given the choice of a Oscar Mayer extra lean Frank, a Nabisco Nilla wafer, and Ruffles potato chips, which one goes first?
Hey, tell all the cockroaches the buffet's open, but I don't see a chocolate fountain.
Really, where is our chocolate fountain for the fondue? I'm just saying, that would be probably more interesting than the fact they're out there eating that stuff, because obviously they're going to eat this stuff. We know they are. Oh, second day in a row we got Pizza Hut news. We'll save it to the other side of the half hour. Well, in case you missed it yesterday, they're changing their logo, changing their uniforms, changing their menu, bringing in all sorts of new items, crusted stuff and different toppings. And don't forget, though, they have a skinny pizza. If you're already fat and you want to go in there and have some pizza, they've got some, I guess, what, diet pizza? Is that what we're going to call it?
Diet pizza.
Aggie Fans Slavacek Sausage is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics and available all season long at Kyle Field. Slavacek uses the same great Czech recipe you've been used to for years and is made just down the road in Snook, Texas. Slavacek has been part of the Aggie community since 1957. So come see us at Kyle or look for us at your local HEB, Walmart, or Sam's Club. Slavacek Sausage, proud to be the official sausage of the Aggies.
Good morning, 727 Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. A little cloudy today. The fog didn't develop nearly like we thought it would. 67 will be our high temperature today. About 70 tomorrow with a 20% chance of showers. Tomorrow night down near 60 with a 30% chance of rain. Then on Friday, it's a 40% chance of showers with a high in the middle 70s. About 70 on Saturday with a 20% chance of showers, and about the same thing on Sunday, maybe a little bit cooler. Right now, the winds are out of the southeast at 6, 96% relative humidity, and it's 51.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Lawmakers in North Dakota are considering legislation to require high school students to know basic facts about American civics in order to graduate. They even want immigrants applying for citizenship to be able to correctly answer 6 to 10 questions from the same test. Now, the effort is being spearheaded by a nonprofit organization, the Joe Foss Institute. Spokesman Sam Stone says that most teenagers can successfully tell you who Lady Gaga is or an American Idol judge, but they can't even name one founding father or a current Supreme Court justice. Efforts are underway to pass similar legislation in South Dakota, Arizona, Louisiana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Utah, and Missouri. This Stone guy says that they want the test to start a rebirth in civics education. See, kids have an amazing knowledge of pop culture. We just wish some of this critical information would be absorbed by them as well. Now, some questions are simple, like, why does the American flag have 13 stripes? But other questions are harder, like, how many voting members are in the House of Representatives? But I guarantee you this, if this law is enacted and passing this test becomes mandatory to graduate high school or to become a citizen, liberals are going to lose their cookies. There'll be lawsuits in every state requiring this test, claiming that it discriminates against immigrants or minorities and anybody else they can think of. And the biggest shame of all is that basic civics isn't being taught already. You believe that?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-214-8537. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Superbeta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Superbeta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-214-8537. That's 1-800-214-8537. Call 1-800-214-8537.
Jason Byinski with BCR Realty wishes you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The Byinski family believes the Christmas season is the perfect time to say thank you and express their warmest greetings to friends and clients, old and new. Whether buying or selling a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or go online aggielandrealestate.com.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 51 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Texas A&M's Rudder Auditorium is getting a big delivery today.
Three tractor trailers will close down the Trigon on A&M's campus Wednesday to deliver 2,500 new seats to Rudder Auditorium. Assistant Director of Rudder Theater Complex, Neil Peltier, says the current seats and carpet are the originals from the early 70s.
Remarkably, it had held up well, but it was just getting to the point where it was starting to fade, and we decided to freshen the new look, so we went out, we had a custom fabric made for the chairs. We have all brand new carpeting going in.
Peltier says a small committee looked through over 100 fabric samples.
Eventually we found a pattern that we liked, but it wasn't in the color that we wanted. So we worked with Momentum Fabrics to create something that is truly one of a kind that you won't find anywhere else on campus or anywhere else in the world, probably.
The auditorium is closed and set to reopen in early February. Peltier says the one event that was not relocated during the renovation time is the commencement convocation on December 18th, at which Governor Rick Perry will be the speaker. For more information on the project, go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A handful of items at Tuesday night's Bryan City Council meeting received extensive debate, followed by split votes.
Among the 4-3 votes was changing the zoning of 36 acres of land in the traditions that will create a development of housing, retail, and business offices. Opponents included Mike Sutherland, who said rezoning was in conflict with an economic development agreement where the city sold the land at a discount with the understanding it was supposed to be only for a retirement community.
That's why the price was discounted from $5.4 million to $1.6 million. And we're discounting the price to get that senior center there. If we didn't have the 3-8 agreement, we'd be making these zoning changes.
Then Sutherland moved to deny the rezoning because he thought the plan was not compatible with biomanufacturing plants. That drew a challenge from Mayor Jason Byinski.
And the problem is that this is not a biomedical-related activity.
So you don't want any restaurants, hotels, or anything else out there other than biomedical businesses?
I'm talking about
businesses.
I'm talking about this right here, no.
It's the
I'm not talking about anything else. You asked me for a reason, that's my reason.
Sutherland was successful in two other motions that passed 4-3. One gives the Convention and Visitors Bureau $96,000 more than they asked. The other blocks diverting oil and gas revenue into its own account, where it would take a council supermajority to spend the principal. The other 4-3 vote was choosing Art Hughes, Mayor Pro Tem, Rafael Pena, and nominated Al Saenz. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A former elementary school janitor in Bryan has been sentenced to 8 years in prison for molesting three female students. Juan Ledesma pleaded guilty this week to three counts of indecency with a child by sexual contact. He faced up to 20 years in prison on each count. Teachers at Neal Elementary notified authorities in 2013 after several girls reported the abuse. The new Rock Prairie Road Bridge over the freeway was supposed to be open before Thanksgiving. TxDOT says heavy rain before the holiday pushed the schedule into this month. Weather permitting, the remaining concrete pavement will be poured this weekend, and pavement striping will be completed next Monday and Tuesday. The rest of the work is scheduled to be finished before Christmas, which includes installation of lighting and painting the bridge and rails. If a new dog is part of your holiday plans, give some consideration to its name. Leah White of the Aggieland Humane Society won't consider names that rhyme with a regularly used command.
Me personally, I will not name a dog like Turbo, stuff like that, because that O sound and then Turbo, no, they don't need to hear the difference. So then they're like, am I supposed to be doing this or am I supposed to not be doing it?
Another no-no for dogs means watching out for family and friends offering table scraps.
Oh, you know, Aunt whatever just gave Fido a little bit of this. Mm-hmm. And well, yeah, then so did Grandpa and so did Grandma and cousin so ever. And next thing you know, your dog is not doing so hot because he ate a little bit from everybody.
White says to have animal crates nearby when dogs and cats get wound up around trees and other seasonal decorations. We're in the home stretch of Bryan Broadcasting's annual Christmas Angels campaign.
I know the younger ones tend to go first because it's very fun to go out and buy, you know, the baby clothes and the baby toys. But we still have a one-month-old boy. I saw that earlier before I popped in here. Mm-hmm. And what that was diapers. They wanted diapers for a one-month-old.
That's Candy 95's Katie Dempsey. She was on WTAW's The Infomaniacs to report wish lists remain for 120 children from around the Brazos Valley.
We have 8-year-old girls who want things like, you know, makeup. Some want bikes. A lot of kids need shoes. And that is the easiest gift to get, is clothes and jackets for winter. And there are so many kids that is all they want.
Angels can be adopted at both Blue Baker restaurants and College Station and by going online to mychristmasangels.com. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 51 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news coming up at 8 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
7:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
West Texas seeing some rain this morning. We'll just see lots of cloudiness. It does start to warm up a bit. Temperatures today up to 65 to 70. Cloudiness will linger across the area tonight. Lows near 55. Clouds tomorrow, maybe a stray shower. Warmer, temperatures right at 70 tomorrow afternoon. Chance of a stray shower tomorrow night, a low around 60. Clouds Friday, high of 70, and once again we could see a stray shower come through. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And when you look back on the season, sometimes it comes back to the preseason on splitting hairs, who beat who didn't beat who.
That's Coach Blair talking about the three in a row that the Aggies are going to have to play that are pretty tricky.
Nah, that was Coach Kennedy.
I'm sorry, what did I say, Coach Blair?
You did.
My apologies. That is Coach Kennedy talking about the three in a row they're going to have to play. Bearcats tonight, then Arizona State, and then Baylor. And they wrap things up with Baylor, then in the non-conference play on Tuesday. So he's going over that. And in women's basketball, Coach Blair will take on Northwestern State today in elementary school day. We'll have more on that and NHL and NBA coming up in sports here in about 12 minutes.
There you go. Bill Flores joins us this morning from D.C. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Great to be on News Talk 1620.
Yeah, I'd like to delve right in. I know y'all are going to be busy. I'd like to hop right into the tax package that y'all are trying to put together. And, you know, there are two components to this, I guess, corporations and businesses and individuals. And as you see it right now, what kind of a revamping of the U.S. tax code do you see on the horizon?
Well, for the rest of the lame duck, I see no revamping. And the tax extender package that we have on the floor in the next couple of days, just really an extension of everything that was that expired at the end of last year, including things like tax credits for race or tax advantages for racehorses and NASCAR, wind production credits and things like that. And so, you know, there's lots of good things in there, like the R&D tax credit. There's the Section 179 expensing and also accelerated depreciation, which help businesses create jobs. But then the ugly things in there make it, I don't know how I'm going to vote on this. I'm really sort of not happy with it, let's put it that way. And my preference would have been to strip out some of those less desirable tax characteristics and put them in a separate bill and let people actually put a stake in the ground on those. But I don't get to call all the shots around here, unfortunately.
Does it get to be a two-step process? Because I know that Congressman Ryan is saying that if we take a focus on business right now and take care of that, and we'll take care of individuals later, then we're looking maybe 2 years down the road, maybe longer than that. Is that an approach that you think can bear some fruit?
Well, it is an approach that can work. Most of us, I think, that are conservatives would like to do it all at one time. And the reason for that is if you just do corporate tax reform or business tax reform, then we've got all these businesses out there that operate as pass-throughs, partnerships and LLCs and LLPs and so forth. And so they get stuck with the really high individual tax rates. And so my preference would be to reform individual taxation and corporate taxation all at the same time. But at the end of the day, I think whatever it takes to get it done is the best way to go. Is the better way to go, rather. And so we can't get too tied up and perfect. And so if Chairman Ryan, Paul Ryan, thinks that a two-step process is the best way, then I'm fine with working on that. But my preference would still be to do omnibus tax reform.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. Well, one of the things that just to pass to get it done that I don't think will sit very well with active service members is apparently House and Senate Armed Services Committees have gotten together for the 2015 National Defense Authorization Act, and Military.com tells us that this means that the pay raise that was going to be 1.8% is now going to be 1%, that their BAH, which is their basic allowance for housing, is going to go down, and then also the amount of money that they're going to have to pay for their co-pays on insurance for pharmaceuticals bought off base is going to go up. Again, this is active military.
Right.
I have to believe that's something that should not sit well with many, many members of Congress. How you feel about this?
Well, I think you're right. There are several issues that are going to cause concern for members of Congress. I'm not too fussed about the pay raise because the military the military pay raises over the last 12 years have been over and above what the American public's received and over and above what most governmental employees have received.
But Bill, so, they're not walking around with a gun in their hand.
I agree.
To defend us.
No, I agree with that. I agree with all those things, too. But if you look at what's happened is that every time you raise military pay by 1%, the tail that you have that gets to pay for by the taxpayers in terms of retirement benefits and so forth really grows exponentially. And so we have to be careful what we do there. Now, on the other hand, what I am concerned about are the increases in co-pays and also the decreases in base housing allowances. So those are areas where I don't think we ought to be changing the formulas today. So again, I think anybody who gets a pay raise today is in better shape than your typical American family is. And so I'm fine with the pay raises the way they are. But again, I'm not very happy with the changes in the base housing allowance or the co-pay situation.
We probably ought to talk about, since last we spoke, you got a new committee assignment, and it's a powerful committee, and I think one probably you're pretty well suited for.
Yeah, so I was put on the Energy and Commerce Committee, which is the committee that I wanted to be on since I joined Congress 4 years ago. And it has a huge breadth of responsibility over things that are important to the United States economy. Energy's a bit one. Telecommunications is another one. Healthcare. We also have jurisdiction on the EPA, and I'm looking forward to my role as being responsible for trying to get the EPA reined back in to use some sound science and proper cost benefit analyses. So those, it's a place where I'm suited, and I think I can add real value and make lives better for hardworking American families.
And I'm thinking that part of that reason was because Ralph Hall was defeated. That was a Texas guy and had been on that committee for a while, and that's the slot that you were able to move into and ends up keeping the same number of Texans on there, which is, what, five or six on that committee?
We have four Republican Texans and one or two Democratic Texans on the committee. And so, yes, I moved into the seat that became available when Ralph Hall lost in his primary.
And while we're talking about that, you were quoted in a Houston Chronicle story over the weekend about the size of the number of Republicans in the Texas delegation, that there are now six committee members, committee chairmen, who are from Texas. And, of course, your position as far as the Republican Study Group chairmanship, there's a there's a real influence now, political influence that's growing back in Washington, that a bunch of folks from Texas.
Well, really, and it's really what needs to happen, because for a couple of reasons. Number one, Texas is the second largest state in terms of the congressional delegation overall. We are also the largest conservative delegation in Congress by a long shot. And so I think it just reflects the population impact, if you will, of where we should be. But secondly, if you look at the Texas model of doing business, we've had a growing economy much faster. We've produced almost 35% of the jobs that have been produced over the last few years. And I think it's important to take that success and be able to use those Texas models in Washington moving forward. Really our breadth of influence goes deeper than what you talked about. We've got six committee chairs. We've got me as Republican Study Committee chairman, which is the biggest conservative caucus in all of Congress, the biggest caucus of all in Congress, and certainly the most conservative. And then we have three cardinals or subcommittee chairs in appropriations, and they wield huge power. And then we've got John Cornyn, who's the majority whip in the Senate. So, we Texas sort of got put out in Siberia after Dick Armey and Tom DeLay left Congress, and we're just now getting that back. Now, I think it's important that we as Texans use this carefully and not use it boastfully, but use it in a way that makes life better for families and not to toot our own horns.
But one of the other things that was discussed in that article was the fact that, in fact, party leadership is the one that sets the agenda now, and that possibly the job the chairman had before, because you don't have the amendments and the pork barrel legislation as before, because leadership is setting the agenda, does that kind of change the influence that those chairmen have?
Well, see, I disagree with that comment in the Chronicle. That's not really true. I mean, if you look at our leadership today in the House, John Boehner's firm is he wants the House to work its will, and it works its will by going through regular order. And regular order is where the legislation comes up through the committee process, is heard by the committees, and then comes to the House floor. And by and large, we do that. Now, there are occasional exceptions where leadership interferes with the process and does things that sort of stick in all of our throats. But by and large, the committee chairs still wield a lot of power. Now, I will tell you this, since the appropriations model has changed and there are no earmarks anymore, in some ways there is less influence among the appropriators than there used to be. But that I think that's okay. I mean, the American public doesn't like earmarks, and nor do I. Somewhere we're going to have to find the right way for Congress to do its constitutional duty of appropriations and not cede that power to the executive branch.
Sure.
Overall, I think the article was incorrect on that one particular aspect.
I call it pork barrel. Earmark is the more politically correct term, I guess, to say. Cool. Is there anything else that we need to cover this morning?
Well, we're also going to have to we've got to fund the government, and that legislation will probably come up next week. And we can talk about it on Wednesday of next week when we get ready to, because it's going to be a complicated process to go through.
Surely, we'll do that. Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Appreciate the time this morning, Bill.
Great talk to you, Scott. I'd ask your listeners to continue praying for our country and our military men and women.
Thank you.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? If you're like most businesses, you want solutions that allow you to do more for less. Call CTWP about their full line of digital multifunctional imaging systems that allow you to copy, print, fax, scan, and email from a single device. For a free consultation, call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Christmas can be especially difficult when you're grieving the loss of a loved one. If you're dealing with heartache, our counselors have a few ideas I'd like to share with you. just to make the season a little better. Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. First, let yourself be comfortable with the idea that emotions will run high at Christmas. It's perfectly acceptable for a family to cry together, even on Christmas. Instead of stuffing your grief or pretending everything is fine, it's actually helpful to acknowledge the pain. But it's also important to be okay with celebrating the holiday. Some people may struggle with guilt if happiness or laughter pops up in the midst of their grief. Give yourselves permission to experience whatever emotion arises. Another idea is to scale back this Christmas. When you're grieving, holiday gatherings can be emotionally draining. Observing a few traditions can help the family maintain some stability, but help each other be realistic about the expectations you hold. Finally, Christmas provides opportunities to bless others in need. Consider helping another family or giving to a charity in your loved one's name. Blessing others can often bring you joy in the midst of your grief. When your heart is aching, life can feel pretty dark. And if you're suffering with grief because of the loss of a loved one, I invite you to speak with one of our counselors at 1-800, the letter A in the word family. I'm Jim Daly.
You've been thinking about switching to solar. Don't wait much longer or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Move quickly because the tide is turning. Solar power is becoming a threat to big energy profits. In fact, some power companies are even pushing for extra fees to make up for lost revenue. Warning, you must have your solar system up and running by midnight December 31st or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Energy prices are expected to increase by as much as 40% in the near future. Go solar now with no down payment, interest, or payments for a whole year. You can afford it because we finance. Get your government money and save big every month. Big Energy is getting nervous and the door of opportunity is about to slam shut. Paying $150 a month or more on energy bills? Then call 1-800-MY-SOLAR now for a free in-home assessment. 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
My home, my savings.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:51. The fifth-ranked Texas A&M women's basketball team, fresh off a come-from-behind win over number 7 Duke on Sunday, won't get much time to celebrate and rest on their laurels as they will host Northwestern State this morning. It's elementary school day, and Coach Blair feels that this is going to give his players a little bounce having to start so early.
We will have our team ready to tomorrow because you're going to have 4,500 elementary school kids that's going to be yelling. If that doesn't inspire our kids, then nothing will, because they're going to be yelling whether we screw up or we make something happen. They're just happy to be out of school. They're having a good time. They're going to be yelling and hollering, and it's just a great event.
Pre-game at 10:30. The tip-off is 11 on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. A&M Men's Hoops gets back to work as well. They'll take on Sam Houston State this evening. Bearcats kick off a tough non-conference week for the Aggs as they welcome Arizona State to town on Saturday, then hit the road to Waco to take on Baylor next Tuesday. Here's head coach Billy Kennedy.
It's a big stretch. You know, we told our guys is next week, you know, we play three games starting today in 7 days, you know, and it's against three really good opponents. And when you look back on the season, sometimes it comes back to the preseason on splitting hairs, who beat who didn't beat who. I met with our team yesterday and talked about this is, you know, a very big week, and it started yesterday, so. You know, I think our guys understand that.
Tip-off for Sam is tonight at 7. The pregame starts at 6:30 in a broadcast on 1620 AM. Aggie volleyball gearing up for play tomorrow in the first round of the NCAA tournament in Austin. It's the third year in a row that the Maroon and White have hit the road to go to the capital city, and Coach Lori Corbelli likes the proximity and the fact that they've kind of been there and done that in Austin.
It's familiar. It's not a long flight. It's not, you know, going to all new places, all new cities, all new everything. We have to look at that as an advantage, and I like the fact that we will have some Aggie fans there and our families there. I think that makes it even more special for our players.
First serve against Arizona is tomorrow at 4:30. They'll carry that game live on the Longhorn Television Network. In the NBA, Monte Ellis had the go-ahead three-pointer late in the second overtime and lifted the Dallas Mavericks past the Chicago Bulls 132-129 last night. Carlisle said he was impressed with Monte Ellis's 38 points on 35 shots.
He was great. I mean, he was great. His shooting numbers, a little unusual,
But every time we needed a big shot or a big play, he made it, you know, offensively, and he made a lot of them defensively, too. So he's a special player, and tonight showed you why.
Dallas will host Milwaukee tonight at 7. Memphis is in H-Town for a 7 o'clock tip-off, and San Antonio heads to Brooklyn for the Nets. They'll start that one at 6:30. In the NHL.
Moved it to Spezza. Spezza shot. He scores!
That, unfortunately, was after the Stars were already down 3. Joffrey Leupold scored twice, and the Toronto Maple Leafs beat the Dallas Stars 5-3. Michigan is looking for a new boss. The Michigan football team is searching for a new head football coach after Brady Hoke was removed from duties 3 days after completing a 5-7 season. Hoke was 31-20 with the Wolverines during his tenure. And finally, Alabama Birmingham isn't looking for anything at all with their football program. It has gone the way of the dodo. The university officials shut down the program earlier today, citing the lack of funds. The Blazers were 6-6 this season, and it is their 23rd season. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756. Or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-5050.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. And no matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. Close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
2 minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, do you remember the guy's name who invented the text? See? Neil Papworth. That's it. Neil Papworth.
I was updating the website. I knew that.
Distracted driving. Police in China say a man's excuse for speeding takes the cake or the cookie. Authorities say the driver blamed his driving problems on an errant cookie. He told them that a cookie had just slipped from his fingers as he dunked it in some tea. As he was trying to fish it out, he lost control of his car. How many hands does that take?
No kidding.
That's like eating a Famous Bowl and smoking a cigarette.
You don't have to smoke in China.
Yeah.
You just breathe.
Time for our Pizza Hut segment.
Yay!
Yep. Police in Gadsden, Alabama, able to recover a stolen cash register not long after a man took it from a Pizza Hut through the restaurant's drive-through window.
Whoa.
Register was attached to a computer, but the man wrenched it all free. Cash register later found behind a bus, property of the church. And while we're speaking of Pizza Hut, yesterday we were talking about all those new scrumdiddlyumptious flavors they have.
Mm-hmm.
Now they say they have a menu that can read your mind.
Oh, no.
Yes, the menu appears on a special tablet computer, tracks your eye movements as you browse over 20 different toppings.
And just a few seconds after it's done that, it decides what you want. It decides what you want. Is that creepy?
Yes.
And if you look too long at the bacon, it just says, really?
Yeah.
Really?
More? You want double bacon? Menu is currently being tested at 300 Pizza Hut locations in the UK. Yeah, try. What? Do they have good enough teeth to be eating pizza over there? I'm just...
Oh, Scott.
I know, it's terrible. Look for a high temperature today. Better than yesterday. In fact, about 67, 70 for tomorrow. But it's 52 right now. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station Bryan.